Thanks for joining us. I'm speaking with Will Kenny from ComSec Advisory. Will, we're moving into the middle of the local reporting season. It's an important catalyst as far as motivating investors. How are you seeing things at the moment?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, the Australian reporting season at the moment is just as important as ever, because the Australian stock market over the last 3 months has been in a trading range between 5,700 and 5,800 points. And for it to be able to push through that 5,800 points higher, it really needs a strong reporting season. So it needs the big companies to come out and exceed our expectations. But the last couple of days, we've seen North Korea and the United States tensions escalate. So stock market's been sold off the last couple of days. It's down just below 5,700 points. So we really need a couple of big catalysts to see the market push higher.
Okay, so let's focus on the week ahead, because when you look at some of the big themes for investors, this is going to be an important one as far as some of the big dividend stocks are concerned, and Telstra is one of them.
Absolutely, Tom. Interest rates right now are the lowest ever on record. So investors are certainly chasing yield, whether you're a non-for-profit, a corporation, or an individual. Our clients are chasing yield. And Telstra's reporting on Thursday, but it's just worth noting, though, that the last 2 weeks, we've seen a lot of the big names come out and actually increase their dividend, which has been positive. So Suncorp, Commonwealth Bank, Rio Tinto, AGL Energy, and AMP have all come out and increased their dividend, which is positive for income investors. But certainly Telstra on Thursday, one of the highest income paying stocks held by a lot of investors over long term due to that strong income, 7% rough yield, which equates to about 10% if you add franking at the moment. But the big question on investors' minds and fund managers' minds at the moment is, will Telstra cut its dividend on Thursday?
It's less about the result and more about the dividend, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, is it worth Telstra cutting the dividend, putting those funds back into share buybacks, or making some acquisitions and to try and grow their earnings, try and diversify, because the pressure that Telstra is under at the moment with competition such as TPG Telecom coming to the market, as well as, you know, trying to fill that hole from the NBN earnings slump, it's an issue.
So. Very much so. So a very big week for Telstra and its shareholders. Another important name is Wesfarmers. We're at an interesting point in the economic cycle, rolling over as far as housing construction is concerned. We've heard from REA Group saying as much, that they expect housing construction to plateau. Is that going to be feeding through into Wesfarmers' results already?
Yeah, it's a good point. I suppose the good thing about Wesfarmers is it is a bit more diversified than its peer Woolworths. I mean, the grocery sector, its earnings has certainly come under pressure from Woolworths recently. We've seen Woolworths' sales increase, but Wesfarmers does have the Bunnings household name, which continues to have strong activity. Certainly, Wesfarmers, the dividend yield is important for clients again, but it's currently trading around that $40, and to get back up to that $44.5, $45 level, which we see a lot of clients kind of take profit, which has been a kind of strong trade over the last couple of years, we really need a strong result, don't we, Tom? We need, earnings to be exceeded.
So. Yeah, and it's going to be a fascinating result in terms of where that battle between Woolies and Coles is.
Absolutely.
Anything else that's going to be on your radar this week?
The other one, just switching gears, going from income perhaps to growth stocks. So CSL, it's been a market darling for the last 3 years. The stock was around $100 at the start of the year. It pushed up to $146. But just recently, we've seen the stock come off down to $126. And part of that is the Aussie dollar going up. And, CSL has a fair bit of its earnings in the US, in US dollars. So we're always keen to see how CSL report, because CSL, if they do have a mediocre result or an average result, the stock can get sold off. And if it gets sold off down towards that $100 level, it certainly creates an opportunity for some investors trying to get back into it, I suppose.
Great insights, Will. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tal.
And thanks for joining us.